Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in its fight against terrorism, declares terrorism anywhere, threatens peace everywhere. Prime Minister conferred with highest honour of Israeli Parliament, Speaker of the Knesset Medal. Railways to operate 1,244 special train trips to clear heavy rush of passengers during Holi festival. Iran and US set to resume nuclear talks in Geneva today. And in cricket, Sri Lanka knocked out of T20 World Cup, losing to New Zealand by 61 runs in Super 8 tie. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a first-ever address to Israeli Parliament, Knesset, by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi delivered a powerful message of solidarity with Israel, asserting that terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. In his landmark speech, which received a huge applause by Israeli parliamentarians on a number of occasions, Mr. Modi showed India's strong resolve to combat terrorism with full force.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
Mr. Modi said he has brought with him the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and a message of friendship, respect and partnership. Prime Minister also mentioned that Jewish communities have lived in India without fear of persecution or discrimination.
Jewish communities have lived in India without fear of persecution or discrimination. They have preserved their faith and participated fully in society. That record is a source of pride for us.
The Prime Minister described the Gaza Peace Initiative, endorsed by UN Security Council, as a path towards just and durable peace in the region. He said India has expressed its firm support for the initiative. The Prime Minister said, for the last few years, India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world. Soon the country will be among the top three economies globally.
India has been the fastest growing major economy in the world. Soon, we will be among the top three economies globally. At the same time, Israel is a powerhouse of innovation and technological leadership. This creates a natural foundation for our forward-looking partnership. We are committed to expanding trade, strengthening investment flows, and promoting joint infrastructure development.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held a tete-a-tete with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. Our correspondent from Tel Aviv has filed this report on Prime Minister's engagements lined up for today.
Today is the second and final day of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's state visit to Israel. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi addressed Israeli Parliament Knesset, and thereafter, along with Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu, he went to see a technical exhibition in which top Israeli technologies were demonstrated. Today, the day will start with a visit to Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is a memorial built in memory of over 6 million Jews killed in Nazi attack in Holocaust episode. Remembrance Hall is built over there, and a room-sized book is there which lists more than 5 million Jews killed in the Nazi attack. Prime Minister will watch this book, and he will also take part in a short prayer meeting-like ceremony in the Remembrance Hall. After this, Prime Minister will go to visit the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. After this visit, delegation-level talks will be held, and both Prime Ministers will lead their sides. The delegation-level talks will include science and technology, innovation, agriculture, water management, technology, defense and security, trade and investment, and more importantly, people-to-people ties. After the talks are concluded, exchange of MOUs will take place, and a press statement is also likely to be issued. In the final hours of his visit, Prime Minister is also likely to meet few prominent Jews of Indian origin settled in Israel, and around 5:50 p.m. Indian Standard Time, Prime Minister is likely to depart from Israel for India. Dhiraj Kakadia, reporting for Akashwani News, Jerusalem.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has consistently underlined dialogue over confrontation, consensus over division, and human-centric development over narrow interests. In his remarks at the high-level segment of the 61st session of the Human Rights Council, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India seeks to find and expand common ground in a world marred by conflict, polarization, and uncertainty. He elaborated that India's vision is rooted in the understanding that the insecurity of any region or the marginalization of any group eventually undermines the rights and well-being of all.
We remain firm and uncompromising in our opposition to terrorism in all forms and manifestations as well. Terrorism is among the most egregious violations of human rights, and there can be no justification, especially when innocent lives are targeted. Confronting terrorism requires collective resolve, and we look at this council and to the United Nations at large to advocate zero tolerance for terrorist acts.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth, safe and comfortable travel during the upcoming Holi festival. Indian Railways has announced 1,244 Holi special train trips across various railway zones to clear heavy rush of passengers. Details on this from our correspondent.
These services have begun yesterday and will continue till 18th of next month. Ministry of Railways said that the number can go up depending on demand. It added that the special train will connect major cities, state capital and key regional centers across the country, ensuring confirmed accommodation and reducing congestion on regular trains. In this regard, East Central Railway will operate the highest number of 50 Holi special trains with 275 train trips, while Northern Railway will run 48 Holi special train services with 204 trips, and Central Railway will operate 20 Holi special train services with 129 trips. Besides, Western Railway has introduced 32 services with 120 trips, and Southeastern Railway will run 28 services covering 107 trips. Dilnashi Arzu, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrived in Srinagar yesterday on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. He was accorded a warm welcome at Srinagar International Airport on his maiden visit to the Union Territory after assuming office. A report.
A ceremonial reception and guard of honor were accorded to Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan upon his arrival at Srinagar International Airport. He also witnessed a cultural program at Lok Bhavan in Srinagar last evening. The program beautifully showcased the traditional folk dances and music of Jammu and Kashmir. Today, the Vice President is scheduled to grace the 21st convocation ceremony of the University of Kashmir as the chief guest. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Kashmir University Vice-Chancellor Professor Nilo Farhan, Khan and a galaxy of dignitaries, academicians, senior most officials from the administration, judiciary, police, besides people from other walks of life will grace the occasion. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Artificial intelligence is playing a significant role in the agricultural sector by enhancing crop monitoring, improving farm-level decision-making, analyzing soil and weather data, and predicting yield patterns and pest outbreaks. The recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi showcased how AI is rapidly transforming India's agriculture ecosystem. Talking to Akashwani News during the summit, Nishtha Gorkhe, communications manager at Vadvani AI, said that her organization is a non-profit developing AI-driven solutions for social impact, particularly in the agriculture sector.
We are showcasing our solutions here at India AI Impact Summit. Solutions for AI for social impact. Solutions such as tools and applications. We work in three domains, which are healthcare, agriculture and education. We have tried to recreate the AI solutions which are being used in these three domains in India. Many people have come to us. There is a lot of enthusiasm among people to understand what is AI for social impact.
AI for social impact, kya hota hai?
Diplomats from Iran and the United States are set to meet in Geneva today for the third round of nuclear negotiations, even as Washington imposes fresh sanctions on Tehran's oil trade and weapons network. More on this from our correspondent.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said a deal with Washington is within reach and called the moment a historic opportunity for an agreement. But he cautioned that progress would depend on diplomacy taking priority, a remark widely seen as referring to earlier threats of military action from United States President Donald Trump. Trump has also said he prefers a diplomatic solution. United States has recently moved a second aircraft carrier group towards West Asia and increased its military presence in the region. Analysts warn that if Geneva talks collapse, tensions could escalate further, raising the risk of military confrontation and renewed instability across West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
And news from the world of sports. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. With this win, New Zealand have moved one step closer to the semi-finals. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Almost all newspapers today open with excerpts from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's historic address to the Israeli parliament. The Times of India leads with, India firmly stands with Israel in this moment and beyond. US official hints at varied tariffs of 10% to 15% is a front page headline in the Hindustan Times. With Panvel suburb clocking the sharpest residential price rise in the entire Mumbai metropolitan region, the Financial Express notes Panvel takes flight as airport turns it into reality's hottest runway. The Hindu on its editorial page dwells upon India's move to introduce a nationwide cervical cancer vaccination program for girls aged 14. The human papillomavirus vaccination HPV program will be conducted at designated government health facilities and in the presence of trained medical officers supported by skilled healthcare teams. Adequate evidence exists to show that almost all cases of cervical cancer are caused by persistent infection with high-risk types of HPV. The newspaper further takes notes that cervical cancer remains a rare disease where a vaccine has proven to be a great preventive value. Leopard captured from Ghaziabad school after a 7.5-hour operation, reports the Hindustan Times. And finally, with all eyes set on today's T20 fixtures, the statesman writes, India must win big in Super 8 clash against Zimbabwe today. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in its fight against terrorism, declares terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. Prime Minister conferred with highest honour of Israeli Parliament, Speaker of the Knesset Medal. Railways to operate 1,244 special train trips to clear heavy rush of passengers during Holi Festival. Iran and US set to resume nuclear talks in Geneva today. And in cricket, Sri Lanka knocked out of T20 World Cup, losing to New Zealand by 61 runs in Super 8 tie. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.